Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Astronomy, A Self-Teaching Guide, 8th edition, by Dinah L. Moki is a beginner-oriented astronomy text designed for independent study rather than formal mathematical training. The book introduces the structure, scale, and behavior of the universe through plain explanations, review questions, self-tests, diagrams, maps, and references to online resources. Its subject range is broad, covering the night sky, the moon, planets, stars, galaxies, black holes, cosmology, and the possibility of life beyond Earth. The 8th edition updates a long-running guide with newer discoveries, more visual material, and revised learning aids while preserving its central purpose, helping non-specialists build an organized understanding of astronomy. Rather than emphasizing equations or advanced physics, Moki focuses on conceptual clarity, observation, vocabulary, and scientific context. The result is a practical reference and course-like manual for readers who want to understand what they see in the sky and how modern astronomy interprets celestial phenomena. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-teaching structure built around active recall and comprehension checks. A defining feature of Astronomy A Self-Teaching Guide is its instructional design. The book is not arranged merely as a continuous survey of facts. It uses a guided learning format with stated goals, short explanations, review sections, questions, answers, and chapter self-tests. This structure matters because astronomy can easily overwhelm beginners with unfamiliar scales, terminology, and object types. By dividing the material into manageable units, the book encourages readers to test understanding before moving forward. The presence of answers and explanations supports independent learning, making the text useful without a classroom instructor. This approach also changes how the reader interacts with the subject. Instead of passively reading descriptions of stars or galaxies, the reader is repeatedly asked to identify relationships, recall definitions, and connect observations to concepts. That method is especially helpful in a field where many ideas, such as apparent motion, distance, brightness, and cosmic time, are counterintuitive. The self-teaching format, therefore, serves as both a pacing mechanism and a memory aid. Secondly, explaining astronomical ideas without requiring advanced mathematics, Moki presents technical subjects in a way that minimizes mathematical barriers. The book covers concepts that normally belong to physics and astrophysics, including gravity, light, stellar evolution, planetary motion, black holes, and the expansion of the universe, but it frames them conceptually rather than through equations. This does not mean the science is treated casually. Instead, the book emphasizes what a phenomenon means, how astronomers observe it, and why it matters. For a beginner, this is a practical sequence: first understand the idea, then decide whether to pursue the mathematics later. The non-mathematical approach is particularly important for topics such as black holes or the Big Bang, where popular explanations can become vague if they are not grounded in scientific reasoning. By translating technical ideas into ordinary language, the book helps readers distinguish between observable evidence, scientific models, and speculative claims. Its accessibility also broadens its use for homeschooling, distance learning, telescope users, and adult learners returning to science after a long gap. Thirdly, connecting night sky observation with star maps and practical orientation, the guide does not treat astronomy only as information about distant objects. It also links learning to direct observation. The inclusion of beginner star and moon maps gives readers a way to apply concepts outside the page. This practical element is important because astronomy begins with orientation, recognizing directions, seasonal constellations, lunar phases, and the difference between apparent motion and physical motion. A reader who learns only descriptions may know that planets orbit the sun, but may still be unsure how planets appear in the sky or why the moon changes shape. Star maps help bridge that gap by turning abstract knowledge into visible patterns. The book is therefore useful for people who want to move from curiosity to basic stargazing without immediately buying complex equipment. It also supports telescope manuals and observing software because it gives readers the vocabulary and spatial framework needed to interpret what such tools show. In this respect, the book functions as both a science primer and an observing companion. Fourthly, broad survey from the solar system to galaxies and cosmology, the book stands out for the breadth of its beginner survey. It moves from familiar nearby objects, such as the moon and planets, to larger and more difficult topics including stars, galaxies, black holes, the Big Bang, and life in space. This range gives readers a coherent sense of astronomical scale. The solar system introduces concrete patterns such as orbits, phases, atmospheres, and planetary surfaces. Stellar astronomy then expands the discussion to light, temperature, brightness, and the life cycles of stars. Galactic and cosmological sections place those objects in a still larger framework, explaining how the universe is organized and how astronomers infer its history. This progression is pedagogically useful because each level depends on previous concepts. Understanding stars helps explain galaxies. Understanding light helps explain distance and composition. Understanding gravity helps connect planetary motion with cosmic structure. Although the book is not intended as an advanced academic text, its wide coverage gives beginners a structured map of the field before they specialize. Lastly, updated visuals. Online resources and reference tools for modern learners, the 8th edition updates the guide with newer images, graphics, and web references, reflecting the fact that astronomy is a visually rich and rapidly changing science. Photographs and diagrams are not decorative in this context. They help readers interpret objects that cannot be understood through everyday experience. Images of planets, nebulae, galaxies, and other astronomical subjects allow beginners to connect terminology with recognizable forms, while diagrams clarify relationships that photographs alone cannot show, such as orbital geometry or stellar classification. The book also includes website references for astronomy resources and images. Acknowledging that modern learners often supplement print study with online observatories, databases, and educational tools, its index further strengthens its role as a reference work, allowing users to look up concepts, definitions, facts, and astronomers quickly. This combination of textbook structure and reference usability is valuable because beginners often return to specific terms after encountering them in news reports, planetarium programs, telescope manuals, or science courses. In conclusion, Astronomy: A Self-Teaching Guide, 8th edition is best suited for readers who want a structured but approachable introduction to astronomy. It is especially useful for independent learners, homeschooling families, adult beginners, distance learning students, and casual sky watchers who want more than a picture book but less than a mathematically demanding college text. The practical benefit is a working vocabulary of astronomy, a clearer understanding of celestial objects and motions, and enough background to use star maps, telescope manuals, software, and online resources more effectively. The intellectual benefit is broader readers learn how astronomers organize evidence about objects that are remote in space and often ancient in time. Compared with many popular astronomy books, this guide stands out because it is deliberately instructional. It does not only explain wonders of the universe. It asks readers to check comprehension and build knowledge in sequence. Compared with standard textbooks, it is less formal and more usable for self-study. Its combination of conceptual explanations, review tools, visual aids, practical maps, and reference features makes it a durable entry point for anyone seeking a reliable foundation in astronomy. If you would like to support Dinah L. Mokhi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.